Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Torque Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TORQ and on the OTCQX under the symbol TRBMF. I'm chatting with the Executive Chairman, Sean Wallace. Now, Sean, you have been outlining the company strategy here, focused on copper and gold in Chile, and the initial acquisition of the Margarita project in northern Chile. I want to start off there because throughout April, there were a couple news releases outlining the start of exploration at the Margarita project and also identifying a large-scale geophysical anomaly, actually a couple of them, at this project as well. Sean, bring everybody up to speed, please, on what this exploration program and overall strategy is here at the Margarita project.
Sure, thanks, Corey. We acquired the project early in 2021 here, and since then we've sort of been doing what we do when we first get a project like this, which is to apply our science over top of the, you know, already good work that had been done there previously, and just refining our sense of the project, the geological model, the structures, again, using the geophysics, as you mentioned, the IP, that is probably the most sort of the handiest, if you will, tool for refining drill targets on a big gold, big copper gold system like this. So, you know, as we shared in the news release, we were very, very pleased with the sort of the results we got from that survey. And that's allowed us to, you know, begin refining for the drilling coming up here in Q3. So really, the whole of all our efforts since we've acquired Margarita have been all about refining the targets at Margarita so that when we spend those very precious drilling dollars, you know, it's expensive to drill holes, we want to have sort of measured a few times before we cut using the old Italian tailor adage.
So, Sean, can you give us a little bit more insight then on if you're using any of the, let's say, historic work that has been done on this project or going off of any of the other assets that are in and around this Margarita project to guide some of this initial exploration work?
Yeah, I mean, you always do that. You see what's happening around and, you know, fortunately in a country like Chile, and we're on, you know, all the projects we've acquired and or will be acquiring in Torque are on known trends for sort of, so the, you know, the sort of characteristics you're looking for are well known, and it makes it straightforward. Again, helps for us reduce the risk to our shareholders and stakeholders, you know, that we won't be successful. So we're trying to, you know, stack the odds in our favor best we can on, you know, as what we all know is a very risky venture, which is mining exploration.
Very true. But hey, you guys are really just starting off on this project. So let's see what some of this initial work yields. There was a release on May 25th as well, where the company is optioning the Andrea copper porphyry project in Chile. What drew you to this project?
Again, it's extremely well situated. You know, it's right along trend with some of the biggest, most profitable mines in Chile. It's in a rock formation called the Miocene. I won't carry on all the technical stuff, but that is the rock unit, if you will, where some of the best mines in the world, frankly, are located. It's the technical people working with us are challenged. They know what these things look like. They found mines in this environment previously. You know, the trick nowadays is just trying to make the acquisitions. The projects are good, but the ones that aren't in a major mining company are generally held with private holders, and they're usually extremely sophisticated and usually quite well to do. So, you know, it makes acquiring them a challenge, but we're certainly up for that.
Now, can you give us any background on this Andrea project in terms of past work that's been done here?
Yeah, so this project was something that had been drilled for epithermal gold targets. So it was shallowly drilled and with a very myopic sort of, like, again, looking only for those high-grade epithermal gold deposits. And, you know, they had some success. We got some great, but that is not why we're there. We're there for the bulk tonnage porphyry opportunity, and you know, there was enough work done in service of trying to find that other model that we've seen, but it just didn't recognize the porphyry model, the company that was doing it. So We've taken all that data, reworked it, and we can see clear porphyry targets, obviously, much like we did at Margarita. The first thing we're going to do is go in there and do our thing, do the mapping, do the geophysics, do some resampling, confirm our belief that we formulated off the old data, which was why we made the acquisition. We're going to make sure that we did the right thing, and then we're going to drill it. And again, big targets, big. So, you know, if it's there, it's there. It's not trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Okay. Do you think you will be able to get a drill on the ground here by the end of this year? Or is that going to tie into next year's work?
So, again, this is this one has a little bit more of a weather impact on it. I think this project can be worked about 9 months a year. Obviously, if you build a mine, you can do 12 months a year, but then that's a whole other expenditure of capital. To keep our capital spending efficient and our drill meters as discounted as we can, so to speak, we will be obviously doing stuff like drilling during the optimal times to do so, or the more efficient times to do so from a capital perspective. So that would likely be in Q1 of 2022 that we would get drilling at Andrea, but we'll have plenty of drilling at Margarita to keep everyone attention until that time.
Okay, so far the company has now two projects, Margarita project, the Andrea project. Are more acquisitions coming? I know that has been the strategy here, Sean.
Yeah, certainly. We're not even pausing here. We're going full steam ahead. We had about five targets in Chile that we were really quite inspired to go after, these being the first two. And we're working in earnest on the other ones. And interestingly, you know, since we've been there and we've started doing things, other opportunities have been coming through the door. So I'm quite excited about that. We're reviewing projects, and there's a couple that we certainly have honed in on, and we're trying to negotiate, an acquisition on those. So stay tuned.
Now, where does the company stand in terms of cash to move forward with some of these programs and then also support any acquisitions potentially?
Yeah, so we have enough capital in the till, if you will, and a budget approved by the board that would take us to the end of 2021. But somewhere between here and there, we'll raise some capital. We have about 7.2 in the bank right now, Canadian. So we're doing quite well with capital right now. I don't anticipate that being any kind of a roadblock for us.
Okay, Sean, let's also talk a little bit about Chile. Look, it seems like a lot of people right now are more focused on what's going on in Peru, especially with the recent election. But give us some insights on what the environment is like in Chile for you guys, an exploration company.
No, it's fantastic for us. I mean, a lot of the stuff you're hearing in the news about potential increase in taxes or government royalties and so forth. I've been doing this for 30 years, and let's just not talk specifically about Chile. Let's talk about just whenever you're in a rising commodity market, various types of groups see that companies are making more money, and therefore they look to sort of capture some of that for themselves. And that's all about engaging with your stakeholders, which governments are one of them. And I do have a lot of confidence in Chile and its political system and its sort of reverence, if you will, and or of its actual understanding about the importance of the mining industry for their GDP and the economic health of the country. All the major mining companies are there. I don't see Chile shooting itself in the head by coming up with something so onerous that it makes the copper mining an unprofitable venture. So I'm really not concerned about that. Will something happen where where mining companies pay more? So it really doesn't affect an exploration company like us, only in so far as if someone were to make the jurisdiction unpalatable for the majors. Because we seek to, particularly these huge bulk tonnage mines. Ivan and Sean aren't going to raise $2 billion to build a huge gold copper program. We're going to hope that BHP or someone like that, or one of the big base metal companies, will come along and take us out and carry on and do so.
All right. Well, Sean, let's also quickly touch on copper, too, because when we first talked, I know that the company was focused copper and gold in Chile, but it seems like the recent two acquisitions, maybe a little bit more copper focused. And look, copper has been on a tear. Some of that upward momentum has slowed a little bit, but you look at the copper price compared to historical averages, really anything in the past, and copper's doing very well. There are also some projections for copper to go much higher. I don't necessarily want to get into any of the price projections, but I do want to get a little bit of insights on your thoughts on copper and why the company is, again, so much focused on copper.
Yeah, well, I personally think that this setup for copper right now is fantastic in terms of, sustained strong prices. I mean, I'm reading all the stuff everyone else is as well. So certainly, and I'm seeing, what everyone else is seeing, which is, the cost of goods, industrial goods like copper, industrial metals, they're all going up. Fuel's going up, there's inflation's around. So, but specific to copper, if you look at the rhetoric or some of the plans that various more developed countries are embarking on, including China and places like that, certainly the U.S., Canada, all these mandates to get more electric cars on the road, and I could carry on with all the different technical applications, but at the end of the day, it just means more copper. And obviously, I haven't crunched these numbers myself, but I've been hearing things like, if the electric vehicles doubled, which is, the only, I think it's only like 6% of cars are electric right now. If that doubled to 12 or something, it would take up all the copper produced in the world. And whether that's perfectly accurate or not, who knows? But it just means the demand for copper is rising, and there's a whole lot of new mines coming on. So the math's actually quite simple. You don't have to really overthink it.
Well, fact of the matter is, too, Torque is an exploration company. Sounds like you guys still are on the acquisition front, but you now have two projects in the project portfolio that you guys are working through and towards drilling relatively soon at this Margarita project. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Sean regarding anything going on at Torque, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Torque Resources, so we'll be following up as more news hits the market. Sean, I appreciate the update today. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Take care. Thank you.